It's drizzling this morning at Ho'oulu Aina, a 99-acre nature refuge near the end of the road in Kalihi Valley.
My name is Kanoa. I come from right down the street in Leaha, Kalihi.
Kanoa O'Connor works with Ho'oulu Aina, and he's been studying Hawaiian land use and practices in his valley.
Everyone comes from some people, and so it's just taking that time to have reverence for your kupuna and to know that they're going to be here with you.
The green valley walls seem to lean in as we raised our eyes up Mauka.
And so we're kind of bounded on either sides by Kilohana to the left, which is the ancestral home of Papa and Wakea, some of the first progenitors of the Hawaiian race are believed to first make their home up on this pali, it's a cliff. And then on the right-hand side, there's a mountain known as Lanihuli, which is also can be seen from Nu'uanu's side.
A ridge called Hakayo cuts up Kalihi, creating a smaller valley on the east.
And so if you think of this side as Kamananui, which means the big side of the split, and then that side is Kamanaiki, which is the smaller side of the split, that's kind of the encompassment, at least, of the Mauka side of Kalihi.
O'Connor says land in Kalihi Ahupua'a was further divided into ili, or plots, of varied sizes, which, while not necessarily adjacent, could be connected by ownership.
We're on the Mokupuni of Oahu, in the Moku of Kona. We have the Kalihi Valley, Kalihi Ahupua'a, and inside of Kalihi Ahupua'a, there 10 to 15 is a good ballpark of how many ili we have in Kalihi.
O'Connor says Mokawea was one group of ili owned by Kaunu Ohua, the childhood steward for Kamehameha II.
What I've learned is that there are certain ways to think about maybe water cycles in terms of Hawaiian thinking. And so one way is this chant known as Ahea Kawaia Kane. It's literally telling you this is what a Hawaiian water cycle is. It starts off with Hey we he ni now ahea kawaia kane. Ahea kapuk okala I hae hae. So where's the water? It's where the sun rises. Evaporation, you know, it really has to do with this heat that's coming from the sun.
Waterfalls at the back of Kalihi become three streams. Kamanaiki Stream in the East Valley, which joins Kalihi Stream down the center, and Kaewai Stream on the west.
Those are kind of like the three waters of Kalihi, you can call them, but they end up all combining into one stream eventually. Not just our Ahupua'a stretched from Mauka to Mukai, but our ili, those smaller land segments, had a relationship that basically shared resources throughout this whole valley.
Whoa, riches. What a valley.
From Kilohana and Lanihuli, down these ridge lines, and then it goes down into basically the alluvial flats down into Mokawea Island.
Mokawea is right there. Right here, you can see the island next to it, Kahaka'olana. All of our li'i had summer homes there, starting from Kamehameha the First.
That's Kehaulani Kupihea, whose family roots are in this area.
This area right here had over 40 fish ponds, and there's not one left today. Pula is a name that people call Pearl Harbor. There was about 30 fish ponds there, and there's only three left.
Just a quarter mile offshore, Mokawea is the Makai end of Kalihi Ahupua'a. Friday, we'll paddle a canoe to that island, the site of Oahu's last fishing village. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.
So the first thing about paddling, we actually do use our legs.
Anthropologist Kehaulani Kupihea's grandfather was one of the konohiki, its headmen, here in the lagoon off Mauliola, Sand Island to most of us. Dozens of fish ponds loop this area. Ali'i had summer residences on the islands, and on special occasions, hammerhead sharks were raced in the lagoons. One special island, Kahaka'olana, housed the mysterious navigational gourds.
Mokawea Island has a very rich cultural history and also displays in a very nice way the history of land use in newer times.
Ula Hassiger has brought a diverse group of students here today. In the Social Sciences Department at UH Manoa, she's the Director of Civic Engagement.
Traditional Hawaiian culture is, in a way, civic engagement already. The traditional ways of learning was through observation and doing and being at places.
You require feedback from students. What do they get out of these experiences?
Once you go out, once you meet people, then you become engaged and you understand connections and you will continue to keep that knowledge with you.
Our kupuna were very, very intimately connected to everything. They named everything so that they could have a relationship.
Kehalani Kupihea says Hawaiians didn't worship gods as many people think.
We had these intimate relationships with the wind, with the earth, so we gave them personas.
Kupihea says one migration chef, Kahiki Laulani, talks about this area.
She talks about sailing in on her ke'oke'umanu, her white bird. And then she talks about the wind called ho'onahenahe. So that's the wind that you'll feel out here when you guys are sailing.
And the quarter mile is nothing as we dip and pull easily through the water.
We welcome you to Mokawea Fishing Village.
That's Joni Bagud, who lives now on Mokawea. She remembers the old days when over a dozen families lived on the 13-acre island.
It was beautiful back then. We had all these families working together, you know, go out and holoholo, go fish, take out the nets, patch nets, you know.
Candles and flashlights provided illumination. Water was hauled in 5-gallon tubs, and any hopeful visitors signaled with their headlights or car horns from shore. Tilapia took care of toilet waste. In the 1940s, the reef runway gouged the area. Later, plans for a marina emerged.
Going back to 1975, in June, the government broke into our homes, put gas on our homes, and actually lit it on fire. So there are at least 4 homes that got burnt down.
The result of that struggle was a new understanding of the whole area's historical significance and a 65-year lease for the new Mokawea Fishermen's Association. They're in year 37 now. Squatters on Mokawea have become a problem because of issues over enforcement and jurisdiction. Bagud's family and another couple are the only legal residents, still fishing and carrying on educational efforts in hopes of creating a cultural preserve.
You work with the land, and the next thing you know, you love it. And then you don't need us.
Lynette Cruz, Hawaii Pacific University's kupuna in residence, arranged this visit for community members to kokua and experience Mokawea.
There is a little bit of a downside. They don't want to leave. And the reality is, there's not enough room for all of us. So the idea of connecting with place doesn't need to be this place. You come from someplace. It needs your help. This is peace work. When you're doing something that is right and that is pono, there's a sweetness about it. You never have to convince anyone. It just kind of seeps through. People get it.
Visitors to Mokawea are welcome by special arrangement only. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.